USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're looking at a potentially catastrophic situation.
That's the National Hurricane Center's Ed Rappaport on Hurricane Florence, which is looking to make landfall in North Carolina on late Thursday or early Friday. And if it does, he says it won't just be the coast that'll be impacted by possibly historic rainfall.
Not only at the coast, but inland. Flooding in both places, storm surge at the coast, rainfall inland.
Mandatory evacuations now underway in the coastal sections of the Carolinas. The storm expected to then move inland and maybe even jog south a bit, where it could then just sit for several days. Budget documents show the Trump administration stripped $10 million from FEMA over the summer, giving the funds instead to Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. DHS says none of the money came from disaster relief funding, and this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Pope Francis will be meeting with U.S. bishops this week to discuss sex scandals in the clergy. That includes Cardinal Donald Worrell of the Washington, D.C. diocese, who's under fire for allegedly covering up abuse scandals when he was a bishop in Pittsburgh. Worrell has submitted a letter of resignation to the Pope and is scheduled to meet with him tomorrow. As this hurricane season has suddenly become quite active, officials in Puerto Rico are criticizing President Trump's comments that he made yesterday while warning people about Hurricane Florence. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
President Trump is touting the U.S. government's response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico last year, calling it incredibly successful. But Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello is blasting back in a statement. Puerto Ricans lack certain inalienable rights enjoyed by our fellow Americans in the States. The historical relationship between Puerto Rico and Washington is unfair and un-American.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Officials across Hawaii are breathing a sigh of relief as Tropical Storm Olivia is losing strength in the Pacific. The mayor of Honolulu, Kirk Caldwell, explaining where the storm will have the most impact, saying it's now expected to blow over Maui County over the coming 24 hours. That former hurricane's about 135 miles from Hawaii's Big Island and now has a maximum sustained wind of just over 60 miles an hour. Former Michigan State University Dr. Larry Nassar is being accused of drugging and raping an athlete during a medical appointment back in 1992. Erica Davis recently filing a lawsuit about her encounter with Nassar from her time as a field hockey player at the school. Davis told her coach what happened, including the assault being videotaped. Her coach, Martha Ludwig, confronted Nassar about the incident, that is. The suit claims George Pearls, who resigned as the athletic director in 1992 and is now a current MSU trustee, later intervened and the complaint was dropped against Nassar. It also alleges Davis became pregnant and had a miscarriage because of the encounter. Nassar, the only person who would have been the father. Davis would later go on to have her scholarship revoked by MSU. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.